Hi, my name is Kristen Snyder, and I work at MidSweden University in Sweden. The paper that I'm publishing right now is called The Digital Culture and Communication, More Than Just Classroom Learning. And I think what I'd like to talk with you about in this paper is a bit about how I came to write this paper, what's the not only the premise behind it, but what led up to my interest in this area. About 5 years ago, I was engaged in research on a 3-year virtual training program for educators. And the purpose of the training program was leadership development. So I thought at the time that my area of study was going to be seeing the ways in which leaders transform their schools through this kind of a virtual professional development program. What I came into was the world of social networks, online learning communities, and the whole realm of ICT and education. Having been primarily schooled in organizational development and leadership for school development, this was quite a different turn for me. Over time, I've seen how it really isn't so much of a turn, but it's just an evolution of the whole school, the field of study with school development. Was about 2 years into the project that I began to see some of the connections between ICT and pedagogy or learning online that we talked about and the development of schools and how they can connect. And towards the end of the project, they began talking about how they could continue the development of this pilot training program and turn it into an actual organization. And it was at that point that I found some interesting things beginning to take place. And that was a shift from talking about ICT as a pedagogical tool to talking about ICT as an organizational device. And having my background in organizational communication theory, I began to explore what was happening to the human and what was happening to the culture of the organization in this process. It's been about 2 years later, I suppose, so this is an evolution of time also, and a lot of things have happened in terms of our own knowledge about developing learning communities online, the development of cultures, and the impact of technology on the human, the impact of technology on organizations, etc. And I began to focus my curiosities on transferring some of the literature that we've had, or the research that we've had on face-to-face communication and face-to-face cultures within our organizations and finding out how does that take place or how does that take shape in an online environment? What are the similarities? Can we transfer some of these premises that we've held true for so long about how groups work, how organizations develop, how leadership forms and leads organizations forward? Can we take those same premises that have been in existence about face-to-face settings and put it in an online environment? So it was really in this space that I began to explore the notion of what I call the digital culture, but I put a different twist on the notion of culture in this sense. And by digital culture, I mean the norms, the symbols, the rhetoric, the ways in which people organize themselves around a common purpose so that it becomes an organizational culture in a digital space. When we consider that notion and we think about the development of schools, I think there are some interesting questions for looking at the ways in which technology gets interwoven into the daily activities of the school so that it becomes a mechanism for school development. And it's in that space that I argue that the digital culture is, and the digital culture really through communication, is much more than just classroom learning. It's a transformational tool that impacts the organization, and it also impacts human dynamics within that physically based organization as well as these virtual spaces, whether it be communication through conferencing systems, through chat, through using technology in the classrooms. There's a wide variety of how we can think about this. But specifically what I'm interested in is the social phenomena and the redevelopment of human cultures that take place through the technology and through that process help to shape school development and not just learning in the classroom. Thank you.